what's interesting about it is, you know, how it's still people talking about it 2 days later.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's ever going to die down, to be honest with you. Amazing thing was he caught that thing with three fingers. You know, it wasn't like a full palm grab. It was with three fingers, and that's that just goes to show you the potential the kid has, and you know, I'm excited about what the future holds.
Henry, as far as picking up a blitz this week, how important is that? They're third in the league when it comes to sacks. How important is that?
It's very important. I mean, you know, in all honesty, they're not a huge pressure team, you know, as far as, you know, coming from linebackers or their secondary, but it's something that we have to be aware and cautious of. But they do find a way to get pressure with their defensive line. You know, they got some great players across the defensive front, and, you know, that's really where the focus needs to be this week.
Henry, their number one defense in the red zone. What do you see that stands out to make them so tough?
We didn't start red zone yet.
Oh, okay.
that's coming up later in the week. Today was base down day, but you know, just from what I observed today, you know, they're just sound in everything they do, and they're, you know, a very good effort team. You know, they're going to go out and play their butts off. You know, that's just what you see across the board from every player, from defensive front all the way to the secondary, and that's what I picked up so far.
And few penalties. Fewest penalties in the league.
Right, and, you know, that's always a big thing. You hear Coach Coughlin preaching about that every week, and, you know, teams always got a good chance of winning the game when you keep your penalties low. So, you know, that's one thing that they pride themselves on, but we take great pride in that, too, so we got to be, you know, have less penalties than them this week.